Hi there, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. Good to be with you. As some of you know, maybe many of you know, the Daily Peacemaker is about creating a culture of peace. And our belief here is that if we are going to do that, it has to come from the bottom up, from people like you and you. And me. And it also has to be rooted, we believe, in nonviolence. That's one of the key elements. And I was thinking about all that the other day, and then I had just read this thing about forgiveness, and I began to realize that the forgiveness, the ability to forgive, is also a pretty essential part of creating a culture of peace. And in some ways, as you get more skilled at forgiving, you also become more skilled at living nonviolently, and vice versa. The more you live nonviolently, it seems the more able you are to forgive. So, given that context, let me say a few words. Might be more than a few words about forgiveness. First of all, before I do that, I'm going to take a sip of water. Excuse me. So, forgiveness. All of the major, or maybe most, or maybe all faith traditions speak about forgiveness in a very obviously positive way. You have the Buddhist, and from my very limited experience, they don't use the word forgiveness very much, but their tradition, their practice is very much rooted in forgiveness, and that whole notion of letting go and living in the now and those types of things. So then in the Christian, sort of, I guess, the Judeo-Christian tradition, there's that notion of Jesus on the cross and saying, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. But I also like the one where Peter is asking Jesus, he's saying, you know, like, how many times are we supposed to forgive these people? Seven? And Jesus says, no, Peter, not seven, but 70 times seven. So I can just say, see Peter saying, what, seven? Going off and figure, well, I'll tell you, that's like 490 times. What is with this guy? You know, what, you know, he said, well, Peter says, well, so that's like 500 times. Maybe I can do that. You know, I'm going to keep track and see how it goes. What Peter fails to realize is that 770, those are mystical numbers, and they basically mean forever, infinity, those types of things. So what Jesus is telling Peter, that, you know, forgiveness is a lifetime ordeal. It's a lifetime thing that you have to keep doing. And the more you do it, the more skilled you get at it. And in the Muslim tradition, there is a video, and if I was very, really techie, I could flash up the link site. But it's a video of a Muslim father in court, and the situation is he is the father of the son that was just murdered by the murder victim who's there in court, who is also a young man. And the judge asks the father if he wants to say anything before they sentence the murderer, who the young man that was found guilty. And the Muslim father forgives him, sits in the court seat there, and speaks words of forgiveness to the young murderer. And you can look it up, Muslim father forgiving the murderer of his son. It's a pretty powerful clip. And if I think also what came out of that is that the father, the father of the young man that was shot, and the father of the murderer actually became good friends. And I think they made a documentary and also did some tours speaking to audiences about the power of forgiveness. So check it out. Just Google Muslim father forgives his son's murderer. And the young man, the murderer, he's still in jail. So just because you forgive someone doesn't mean that they don't have to suffer the consequences of their behavior. So that young man was sentenced, I think, to 25 years in prison for the murder. And he was, I don't think he actually was the one that killed the Muslim son, but he was part of a, I think there were three of them, and he was sort of an accessory to murder, I guess. Although he might have been the murderer, I'm not sure. Excuse me. And so he's still in jail, and he's, I think, eligible for parole like in 2035. But the point is, it's a good video, very moving. So you have that. Then one of the best quotes that I like about forgiveness is from Shakespeare, and it's in The Merchant of Venice, and it's when Portia, the lawyer, is arguing the case where the Merchant of Venice wants his pound of flesh from Antonio. And without going into the background too much, if you want, you can look it up. The actual speech or soliloquy is in Acts 4, scene 1, I think. Excuse me, mate. But the one sentence that I really like is where Portia says, "The quality of mercy is twice blessed. It blesses the one who gives and the one who receives." And if you've been in situations where you have been wounded by someone and you forgive them, you know how freeing that is. It takes a lot of energy to carry around this desire for revenge and for getting back at the person that offended you. And if you feel like you've offended someone and you're walking around with this heavy heart and this guilt and stuff, and you're able to approach them and ask them for forgiveness, that also is really relieves you quite a bit. So it's a powerful thing, forgiveness. And then one other thing, this notion that that you hear, forgive, but don't forget. And you can hear that as kind of a edge to it. You know, I'm going to forgive you, but boy, I'll remember what a rotten person you are. But that's not what it means when they say forgive and forget. It's more like, all right, so you can look at it from either angle. Yes, you've been wounded and hurt, but don't forget how you got into that situation. You know, it's like, wise up and take a little bit better care of yourself. And on the flip side, if you've hurt someone emotionally, psychologically, it's good to remember why that happened in you, and become leery of when you feel you're getting into a situation where you might harm someone, you know, emotionally or even physically. So those things are good to keep in mind. A little example maybe from my own life. So my wife was, I was her primary caretaker for quite a while until she passed away. She had had a couple of strokes and she was pretty confined to bed and wheelchair. And sometimes I would get really annoyed with her. Particularly, we had this thing at night where she liked to keep the TV on, and we finally agreed to like 9:30 it gets turned off because I wanted to go upstairs and get some sleep. So I would sometimes go in to turn the TV off, and she would still want to watch the end of a show or something. I'd say, nope, 9:30, turn it off. And I was kind of mean, I felt, you know, and kind of wounded. And I would go down in the morning, next morning, and ask for forgiveness. And also, I learned that those times when I would get angry and kind of emotionally wound her or be mean to her were times when I was tired. So I learned also, you know, if I'm tired, to be a little bit leery of being mean and hurting someone. So with all that stuff in mind, so we've got the notion that forgiveness is a strong element in probably most faiths, if not all. That whole issue of how mercy or forgiveness is twice blessed. It blesses the one that gives and the one that receives. And that is so true, you know, where if you've someone has hurt you and you're carrying around that pound of revenge and you just want to get, that just wears you down. And one of the things that happens when you won't forgive that person, your heart starts to get hard, you know, really. And it doesn't just stay that way towards that one person. It tends to expand, so your heart gets hotter and hotter to life in general. So you get into this real place where you seem to dislike everything and everyone, and you're just like, oh, you know. So it's really important to be able to forgive someone that has hurt you. And on the flip side, as we said, to be able to ask for forgiveness if someone has wounded you. So we have that. And this whole notion of, you know, learning what goes on with you when you tend to hurt someone, or how you react when someone hurts you. So keeping those in mind, and again, this whole ability to forgive is a process. You don't wake up and say, hey, I'm going to forgive everybody and everything for the rest of my life. And it's the same with nonviolence. You don't wake up someone and say, I'm going to be nonviolent for the rest of my life. They're both skills that you learn over time. And both of them are really important if we're going to create this culture of peace. And I would leave you with the thought that if you're aware of someone in your life where you have either hurt them or been hurt by them, and you haven't done anything about that, after these inspiring words, you might be moved to do some, because it's really important to be able to forgive each other. And so that, with that in mind, and thank you for our time together, and may you walk in peace.